You say there are rules that need to be followed? A structure that needs to be respected? Well, this isn't the podcast for you then. This one, it's for the rebels, the difference makers, the trailblazers. This is the world of WDFA, where we do things just a little bit different. We challenge the status quo with ideas that are new, fresh, and unique. You want to hear what we have to say, so turn up the sound. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we don't f*** around. Running a nonprofit is difficult work. That's why we put together this nonprofit marketing strategy that you need in the year 2022. Now, before we get started, we should come to a conclusion and agreement that everything happens online these days. If you're a nonprofit and your primary form of fundraising is donations from the general public, you are going to need to have a campaign that is online and offline. If you don't know what remarketing is, here's a quick crash course in the digital marketing. You can set up audience lists on platforms like Google and Facebook. And the way you can set up this audience list is based off of where a specific user has gone on your website. If somebody specifically hits a page on a website, you could put them as part of an audience list that says, I don't know, viewed the donation page. You can then go back in later into Google and advertise to anybody who visited your donation page. This is probably making a lot of sense to anybody who's seen lots of commercials for things that they searched online. This is how it happens. So here are the four things you're going to need to make this marketing strategy work. Number one, your donations have to be at least $30. I'll get to why that $30 is important. Number two, you have to have a QR code that leads to your website's donation page. Number three, you need to be ready to run a remarketing program on Google or any other programmatic vendor, maybe Facebook or Choosel or anybody else out there. And number four, you're going to want a t-shirt vendor like WDFA Custom Tees, who charges $15.99 to print your QR codes on a cool shirt. So here's your marketing strategy, something that goes a little bit more further than you actually originally thought. When you get a donation from a person, after they give you the donation, you have the opportunity to work with them directly, send them emails, text messages, whatever. That's a form of marketing. Now, how do we get that person to talk about you and your nonprofit more? Well, if you collected $30 donations and you paid a t-shirt printing vendor like WDFA $15.99 to print a t-shirt with a QR code on it, as a thank you to your first batch of donors, you can give them a free shirt every time they make a donation. And now make the shirt cool, and they'll wear that shirt out in the public. Now, whenever they wear that shirt out in the public, you just increase the chance of somebody scanning that QR code and finding your donation page. And if somebody sees that donation page and they don't immediately give you a donation, that's okay. Because you created a remarketing audience list on Google for anybody who visited the donation page. So now, without being cumbersome or annoying or stalkerish, you can market to these people on a semi-regular basis to kind of let them know you're there. That is how you can create a marketing strategy that not only gets you donations and incentivizes people to give you donations, but also creates the prospects of future marketing. If you have any questions, we are here to help you. We are WDFA Custom Tees. My name is Raj, and it's been a pleasure chatting with you today. Until next time.